Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Yam Yarian. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike McNally. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Bullet Joe Bush. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins misplays the ball. That's an error on Collins. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Witt moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pipp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball four. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Shang moves to second. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shang moves to third. Two outs. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a pop-up into left center field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Ward fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulligan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNally settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipp hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-1 in the game. Mostill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Hooper moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hooper tags and scores. Mostill tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mostill scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yarian hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shang takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan juggles the ball. That's an error on Mulligan. Ruth moves to third. Shang moves to second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush is called out on strikes. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ma still hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Witt. Ma still reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ma still moves to third. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0-for-2 in the game. Pipp hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Yamyarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yarian is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yarian hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Faber hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields the ball and throws to Faber covering. Safe. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive towards short. Johnson catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Shang moves to second. Two outs. Mike McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 2 in the game. McNally hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 3 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Camp Skinner pinch hits for Bullet Joe Bush. Camp Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 3 in the game. Witt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 3 in the game. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Murray now pitching. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-3 in the game. Musel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.